The JSE All Share Index closed almost 1% higher today. Resources were 0.29% in the green. Financials 1.52% in the green as well. And industrials up by just over 1%. With me in studio is Kyle Burgess of Nedbank Private Wealth. Kyle, welcome.
Good to see you again.
You too. So has the is it fair to say that the market's fully digested the budget now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it was a positive reaction. I think the big surprise was obviously the VAT move.
Yeah.
But essentially what they've shown us through the budget is that government are, you know, set on fixing the problems in our accounts, which is great. So market appreciated that, and the Rand has moved stronger. And I think that the next move on the Rand, we're probably looking at some sort of cabinet reshuffle from our president. So I think those are the two things that are going hand in hand. But as for the budget, certainly a positive reaction from the markets.
Well, let's talk a bit more about the Rand. Kyle, it's 11.58. Where to from now? How much stronger when he does announce a new finance minister, for instance? And what does that mean for Rand H stocks?
All right. So, I mean, if you have a look at what the Rand has done over the last sort of 12 months, it's really, and I suppose there's a lot of dollar weakness in that, but the Rand has been a lot stronger. There's some very positive factors that have contributed to that. But moving forward, how much more is there in the Rand? If you look at it sort of on a chart, you're probably looking at about 11.40, and I suspect we'd probably get close to that when there's a cabinet reshuffle. Anything weaker than that, I certainly would start looking at, and in fact, even now is not a bad level to start picking up some Rand hedges. They've really come under huge pressure. British American Tobacco, Reinet, Anheuser-Busch, all of these stocks have come under huge pressure on account of the currency, and I don't think that the Rand would be going, we might get closer to 11, might break 11. I'd be very surprised if we did. But certainly that's the sort of near-term target that we're looking at, probably about 11.40.
But the stronger Rand already having an impact on the results of some of the miners, for instance. It wouldn't be divesting.
It depends which miners are. RB Platts released results today saying that, on account of the stronger Rand, they had quite a big impairment on goodwill on their balance sheet. So that affected results. I'm assuming that's what you're alluding to. But, it depends your outlook on China, I guess, and global growth. So there certainly is some very positive noises out there on global growth, especially in the US and China.
Okay, let's look at some of the movers. Distel outwards results today.
So a pretty decent set of numbers. A bit short of our expectations, but revenue up to 13 billion. I think that was about 9.8% up, if I'm not mistaken. We were looking for closer to about 10%. Mm-hmm. If you look at across their three brands, I think, they're 15, across their top three, across their three segments, their top 15 brands, 12 or 13 of them really posting some positive results. Their African businesses seem to do very well. South African businesses also did fairly well. But what was quite interesting in that is, it's always been quite a difficult share to buy just because of liquidity. KWV and Remgro, and PwC are big shareholders there. So that account for about 81% of shareholding. So not much free float going around on the market. Yeah. So difficult to pick
up. I'm going to interrupt you there because much we want to get through your shop right up by 4%.
Yeah, so I think it's been a pretty positive sort of week. If you look at it from a Rand perspective, for financials as well as retailers. So all of those sectors, I think, positive today.
Yes, the bank's strongly higher today, Kyle. Yeah. Barclays up 3%, First Rand 3%, Standard Bank up by 2%.
Yeah, which is, it's in line with what the Rand is doing and expectations around our economy. I think they are looking particularly expensive at these levels. Certainly looking to take some profits there. I mean, if you specifically look at First Rand, Standard Bank, Nedbank, I think Barclays probably lagged those three a bit. But they've certainly performed well, and TIO today was much the same.
And actually, a good day for Steinhoff.
Yeah,
relatively good day. About 10%.
It depends where you bought it.
24.
Yeah. It depends where you bought it, isn't it? So, I think it's a big move on the day, but we are coming very close to the end
it's
of
all
the
relative.
Yeah, we are coming to it is relative, but we're also coming to the end of the tax year. So maybe just guys trying to free up some of those tax losses. And it did come down to about R5, below R5. So I think guys just picking it up on the back of all of the selling pressure.
What's your view on Resilient?
So I think there's still a lot that we don't know. I think there was quite a strange update from them yesterday that we didn't really anticipate. So that caused some more selling pressure, throughout the day. you know, if you have a look through and look at the true NAV of the business, I'd probably think that there's still some room to go for the share price to pull back even further. The market's not really liking the whole situation around the actual trust, the BE trust that they've and as well as the cross holdings. So it's certainly something to keep an eye on. It's very difficult to pick up stocks that have been sold off so heavily until there's sort of some finite point that you can point to and say, well, actually there was no market abuse in manipulating share prices or inflating trading volumes.
And is Capitec out of the woods now?
It would seem like it. It certainly has been stabilizing quite nicely. So, we'll have to wait and see. But it certainly, if you look at the trading patterns, it seems like it would have, it is sort of out of the woods.
Your stock pick is?
Reinet. So, as mentioned earlier, I'm quite bullish on most of the Rand hedges at the moment. I think Reinet has been a firm favourite for quite some time, and I think it's a good time to pick it up on the back of on the selling pressure as well as the Rand.
So, Kyle, the US 10-year, which was a problem child for the recent volatility in the first instance, is sliding. It's back now to 288. Market happier with that? Does that mean less volatility in the markets going forward?
Well, to be honest with you, 288 is still very, very close to 3%. There's still big concern around inflation expectations in the US and certainly how quickly they're going to be hiking rates. Interestingly enough, if you look at since the beginning of the year, the REITs that are listed on the S&P 500 have pulled back around 14% since the beginning of the year, which is probably the worst performance since the financial crisis, just indicating that concern around rising bond yields. So certainly, is it a problem? I think inflation and rising, the Fed pushing up interest rates certainly is not, I wouldn't call it a problem, but certainly top of most investors' minds.
Okay, so there still could be more volatility ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
On that note, Kyle, thanks so much for coming in today for the Market Wrap.
Pleasure.
And that was Kyle Burgess of Nedbank Private Wealth.